For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Well, when you got to go, you got to go, JP. As evidence in Shaq getting up mid-segment during Inside the NBA and doing the old duck walk.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, right. No, catching a cramp.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no
more. That's worry. A first.
Shaq is doing the, you get, there's a clear clench going on if you watch the video. If you were Shaq, do you care about people knowing you might have just messed yourself on TV?
You can't have a Paul Pierce moment, right?
Well, no, so thankfully, oh my God, that would just be too much. I don't know if Shaqaroni would recover from that.
Shaqaroni, love it. Weigh the pros and the cons here. Right? Like, you get up, it's TV.
Yeah.
No one ever gets up and just leaves TV. Yeah.
And there's no way they won't address it.
But you also can't just kind of let it happen.
I think he might have done both. I think it might have started to happen, and then he went to go salvage the situation. If it starts to happen, do you just have to wait till the break?
Listen, I don't want to jinx myself for later on in life. I don't have any of these issues ever, and I know I'm gonna end up regretting those words. Everyone's got these stories of them not being able to hold one or not trusting a fart or something like that. You know, I have none of those stories. I don't have a single one of those stories.
I love the idea of afternoon drive in 20 years with you and me, and it's brought to you by Depends. It's like,
why not? We're
gonna become like NASCAR drivers, or it's like none of us can hold it for 5 hours.
Why not?
You just let it happen.
You had a break once. You didn't come back because you were still in the toilet.
That's true. That is true. That was skinnier Nick Wilson, too. See? Then I had to fatten up so that wouldn't happen again.
I appreciate that.
You're all welcome.
Yeah.
Omaha!
Doing the Ward's work there. Pistons got their first playoff win since 2008. Tibbs, after the game, said the huge free throw discrepancy in game two was the reason why. 34-19 there. It's just... Stop complaining, Tibbs. You lost the game.
Listen,
Detroit's been the better team for 7 out of the 8 quarters in the series so far.
New York teams never, and I mean never, get favorable calls. So Tibbs, I mean, he's
saw your Yankees tweet last night.
Oh, man. We're talking about a perfect strike right down the middle of the
plate.
That
was weird. It was weird.
For strike three, and Aaron Boone wanted to fight the ump.
Aaron Boone acted like it was 12 feet over the plate. It was weird.
I mean, has anybody become more punchable in the pantheon of baseball than Aaron Boone? I digress. Yeah, Tibbs. You know what it is? Tibbs knows he's cooked. If the Knicks do not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year,
it's been a disastrous season.
He's going to get thrown over the side of the boat. And he should, by the way. Stop playing guys 50 minutes.
After they traded for Bridges and it didn't work out this way. How about Cat last night? Cat absolutely stunk up the joint. It was just an awful game.
I can't figure out.
Cade Cunningham legitimately might be better than Jalen Brunson now, too.
I can't figure out Karl-Anthony Towns. Because there are just moments where it's like, you are the best big in the NBA.
He's the self-proclaimed best shooting big in the NBA. And then and he took two three-pointers last night.
The times where he just disappeared. He plays like a wuss.
Yeah.
And honestly, they killed the culture that they had. And we kind of wonder if this is going to happen. Because they were the team of physicality. The team of, we're just going to outgrit you. And then the name of getting more skill ripped the heart. And it's like, it's DiVincenzo and Julius Randle. How is that the heart and soul of a team that still has Josh Hart, literally, Jalen Brunson, that still has Mikal Bridges? Like, it.
Well, we got a series now. Again, Detroit's outplayed them 7 out of the 8 quarters I've watched these games.
Setting up a potential Eastern Conference Finals, Pistons versus Cavs. You heard it here first.
JB Bickerstaff.
By the way, if Boston goes from Orlando to Detroit, I am calling this an easier path.
Is it weaker than last year?
It is weaker than last year, even those teams in full health. Mel Kiper was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, and Dan let Mel know of a campaign he's planning.
I think you should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that, Dan. I just believe there's so many people that just, you're fortunate, you get a little luck on your side, you're around great people. I was, Dan. I worked with you all those years.
You changed an industry. What you have meant to the NFL, it's a different version of John Facenda. That is contributions to the game. I know you're modest. I don't care. I'm going forward with it. You deserve to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
One, Mel Kiper is definitely not modest. We love Mel here. He is the GOAT. He told a story about how his like favorite draft interaction was one where he got Eddie George and Marvin Harrison mocked to the Rams, and then they went with Lawrence Phillips and Eddie Kinnison, and the coach was nice. He didn't call him out for being right.
Maybe Mel Kiper's hairspray got it right.
But that being said, does Kiper deserve to go into the Hall of Fame as a contributor?
Yes.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've really struggled with this one.
He's made the draft what the draft is today.
I think TV made the draft what the draft is.
No, but I don't think there was another person that, let's say, ESPN could have hired and said, you're our draft guy and you have to be the draft guy, that then would be Mel Kiper today if you got to play out the same exact role.
I mean,
like Mel Kiper, he was the perfect cartoon character for a cartoon event that is the NFL draft.
Couldn't you just have hired a former NFL GM?
Wouldn't have worked, though. It wouldn't have worked because you needed somebody that was as audacious as he was, that was as confident as he was, that was everything that he was, and willing to make jokes about himself. Like, an NFL GM never would have taken the Jimmy Clausen miss the same way that Mel Kiper did.
Yeah, okay. We also haven't seen that Mel Kiper in 30 years, so maybe I'm just used to the watered-down one that thinks every pick is great.
He's spent at this point because he's raised up a whole generation.
Even the hair.
He's raised a whole generation of draft guys that have wanted to be him and have now surpassed him and become better than him. But when he had his fastball, I mean, that was 99 in the corner.
1995?
Omaha!
He deserves to be in. He's made the draft an event. Per sources, Kirk Cousins present today for the start of the Falcons' voluntary offseason workouts. Cousins could still end up traded, obviously, but discussions between him and the Falcons, according to Dan Graziano, remain cordial. Are you surprised that Kirk Cousins actually showed up?
No, because he's going to make his money no matter what.
It's voluntary. You don't have to be at this part of it. If they were truly mad at each other, why would you show up to this?
Because he's vanilla. Because he's the most milquetoast dude in the world. Like, he is the firstborn son that even at his most disgruntled is going to play by the rules.
I mean, this is like your wife asking for a divorce and then you being like, let me still make you dinner tonight.
Yep.
Like they're in an extreme argument. They're heated at each other. They're mad at each other.
Could you use a back rub?
And he's showing, yeah, right? And he's showing up for voluntary workouts.
The difference in that, you lose half your stuff. In this case, Kirk still gets $30 million guaranteed.
If I can overshare for a second, the night that because my parents got divorced, I was 15 years old. And I'll never forget my dad sitting down at the dinner table and then like complimenting my mom on her dinner that night.
Yeah.
And being like, this is very good. And I was like, that takes a lot, man.
Yeah.
that takes a lot.
So it wasn't followed by like, your mom's a B, but this roast.
I think he thought maybe he still had a chance. I'm not sure. I was very impressed.
If you had made this roast 3 months ago, we would be...
Well, I was like, Dad, maybe a compliment a couple weeks ago would have gone a long way. Maybe don't compliment the dinner tonight. Maybe a couple weeks ago.
This roast is awesome. It really brings out the hatred in your eyes, hon. Omaha! All right, we have not talked about this yet. Trevor Stephan to the 60-man IL. Lane Thomas to the 10-day IL. And Juan Brito, not up. Any of the other guys that they have, Khalil Watson, not up. Will Wilson, whom, may you ask? That would be the Guardians 2024 AAA, not even Major League, Rule 5 draft. AAA, Rule 5 draft, he's hitting 324 in Columbus. He's 26. And, yeah, he's now on the 40-man roster. He's now on the big league roster, too.
Are you rooting for him to make it to the big league so you can buy a Wilson Guardians jersey?
No. No. Again, fat guys in jerseys. It's a rough...
It was more same last name.
Yeah, nah, I don't care. No. But you know, fat guys in baseball jerseys also don't work.
Does it bother you that you have such a popular last name? Like, when you think Russell Wilson, does it even cross your mind that he has the same last name as you, or do you just let it go?
No, but I do try and tell everybody, like, oh, yeah, Uncle Russ. Yeah.
You talking about a cook?
Yeah, yeah, any Wilson. I'm just like, yeah.
Well, maybe
family.
Will Wilson can be your long-lost nephew.
Except he's going to hit about 175. I mean, he's the middle infield version of Will Brennan. Like, this is a kid whose career batting average coming into this season was 236. And because he hit 324 at AAA in 18 games.
Well, hold on now.
He jumped
wasn't
to the
19
big league
at bats enough for Manzardo to be a great player and trending upwards?
I believe it was 19 plus 60 at bats in the regular season at the end of last season, plus another 19 at bats, and then the one at bat, or the four at bats opening day.
That was a lot of at bats.
A lot of at bats. I kind of Steiner math that one, but the point was different sample size altogether.
Yeah, I got to laugh out of Mac.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, the latest on the Guardians and a potential controversy is a-brewing. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.